Yeah, well, look, every county in Ireland would like to have a minister because always seem to have that bit of influence at the cabinet table. Donegal, like every other county, would be certainly disappointed that we didn't get a minister. I don't think there was any real speculation coming up to the appointments that Donegal was going to get a minister. I don't think Charlie or Joe McHugh, I don't think they were on the list that was being speculated. I suppose it's a case that each party leader really had five nominations, including themselves. So, you know, themselves and five others, and then the Greens had really appointed two. So I think really there's not that many surprises. It's surprising that there was been no minister to the whole Western Seaboard, that it is. But, you know, a lot's going to have to be done here as to the way ministers do their work and get out of their own counties, because the people in the West will not accept that. Like, and obviously, the big question now is, where will these junior ministers and minister of states, where are they going to be located? Like, and definitely be hoping that Donegal would at least get maybe two of them, I would be hoping for.
Because regardless of speculation or lack thereof, there is a profound disappointment here in the Northwest and the West indeed. Do you think that disappointment and outcry will be reflected in Micheál Martin's decision on his junior ministers tomorrow?
I don't know necessarily will he work in that way, but I think he will try and give some reasonable balance. I think he really has to. I think he'll probably, the numbers that they're working with and the spread, but there is an expectation that the West of Ireland will certainly do a lot better when it comes to the appointment of junior ministers. But we're only speculating. Micheál Martin, as everybody knows, is very much his own man, and I would say we can expect some prizes going down the line.